Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's still a lot of talk about finishing off the revenue side of the state budget. House Republicans met this week in Harrisburg, and you joined them to look into some possibilities. What's going on here?
Well, certainly the budget and final action on the budget is the top priority right now. I joined my colleagues in the House Republican Caucus this week for a very important meeting in Harrisburg where we discussed different issues related to the budget and how we can close the revenue side of the budget to finally bring this year's fiscal year budget to a close. There's, as you can imagine, many different ideas being discussed. One is the transfer of special funds, and these are things that are outside the general fund budget but are not being used for other purposes and, in fact, should be transferred back into the general fund for reappropriation. So that's one thing that's on the table. And certainly Governor Wolf has his menu of taxes that he continues to push. And my hope is that we can resolve the budget situation very soon.
Also, I understand you have some events coming up for senior citizens in your district. What are some of the details folks need to know?
I'm looking forward to hosting another Senior Citizen Expo, and this second expo is going to be held on Friday, September 15th at the Kane Community Center, and that's located at 46 Fraley Street in Kane. It's a free event. It runs from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and lunch is provided for everyone who attends. I certainly want to encourage all of our senior citizens and their caregivers and family members to come out to the Senior Expo and take advantage of the opportunity. In addition, health screenings will be offered and door prizes will be awarded. It's just an excellent opportunity to gather a lot of information. In addition to that, I'm planning another expo on Friday, October 13th at the Rowlett Fire Hall in the village of Rowlett in Potter County. So two upcoming events where you can gather a lot of information, and there's more information on these events available at my website at repcauser.com.
Also, we're getting into the fall here, and hunting season is going to be coming up. I understand that there are training courses available for those who haven't had a license before.
Well, state law requires all first-time hunters and trappers, regardless of their age, to successfully complete a hunter-trapper education training course before they can buy a Pennsylvania hunting and trapping license. You can complete the course entirely online for those who are 16 years of age or older, or may sign up for one of the classes being offered locally. Here in our area, there are a number of classes being planned in Eldred on Saturday, September 9th at the Eldred Conservation Club, in Kane on Tuesday, September 12th, and Tuesday, September 19th at the Kane Fish and Game Sportsman's Club, and Lewis Run on Saturday, September 23rd, and that's going to be held at the Bradford Gun Club, in Wharton on Saturday, September 23rd, and that'll be held at the East Fork Sportsman's Club, and then in Mount Jewett on Wednesday and Thursday, September 27th and 28th, at the Mount Jewett Sportsman's Club. These are just some of the classes that are currently scheduled. You can check the Game Commission's website for additional classes that may be offered, but certainly would encourage folks to take advantage of these upcoming classes.
And at your district office, there's special assistance available for veterans. What's going on here?
I regularly host veteran service officers from both the VFW and the American Legion at my district offices to assist veterans and their family members with issues such as compensation, education, pension issues, health care, and death benefits. In the month of September, Dan Falls from the American Legion will be at my Countersport office on Thursday, September 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and he is asking for appointments ahead of time. You can do so by contacting my office in Countersport. And then on Monday, September 11th from 1 to 3, Melissa Davis from the VFW will be at my Bradford office, and no appointments are necessary. Hours for the Kane office are canceled in September due to the Labor Day holiday.
And with the recent hurricane in Texas, a lot of people are thinking about preparedness, and I understand that September has been designated as National Preparedness Month.
Well, as the nation comes together to help those impacted by Hurricane Harvey, Pennsylvania officials are reminding residents that September is National Preparedness Month, and certainly it's very important to plan for any natural disasters or emergencies that may happen. The Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency offers a number of tips and preparedness tools for folks to take advantage of before an emergency occurs. They have this information available at www.readypa.org.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Martin Causer.